The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. We are celebrating today the solemnity of the two important pillars of Christianity, Peter and Paul. And this is a solemnity, not just a memorial, meaning the level of the liturgical celebration today is at the same par as a Sunday celebration. That's why we have the Gloria, you have the second reading, and then after this, you're going to have the creed. The level of this celebration is really the highest liturgical celebration that we could celebrate. And why is that? Because these two men that we celebrate today were really instrumental in the growth of Christianity, in the development of the faith. Peter, the appointed leader of the apostles and the first pope of the church, and Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. Peter, more like the apostle to the Jews, to the chosen people of God. And Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, outside the chosen people. So if you combine the two, you have the world, practically. But why do we celebrate them together? You know, most of the saints, including most apostles, are celebrated individually in the liturgy. So why Peter and Paul together? Not that they were martyred at the same day or year. It is because Peter and Paul traditionally were martyred not too far from each other. That's the traditional understanding, that these two guys have given their lives to the gospel and were martyred by Emperor Nero not too far from each other. And also, both did a lot of evangelizing in the city of Rome. Let's look at these two incredible men closely. You know, they came from a very diverse background. Peter, a fisherman, from a very simple and humble background, an ordinary folk during his time, while Paul was the opposite. Paul came from the top echelon of the Jewish society, very educated, a strict follower of the law. That's why he referred himself as a zealot. Their backgrounds are polar opposites, but they shared very similar personalities and qualities. They both were strong-willed and stubborn, you know, very stubborn. In fact, the first time that they met in Jerusalem, they had a very heated argument and said, "We cannot work together." But they have the same goal, and that is the proclamation of the person of Jesus Christ. They both would experience resisting Jesus so dramatically. Peter denying Christ 3 times, and Paul persecuting the Christians. and they would be restored back to the to this relationship with Christ with a question. With a question, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Three times he was restored by the triple questions. A question was also the one that restored Paul to Christ as he was on his way to Damascus. Paul, why are you persecuting me? Why are you persecuting me? It's interesting. Those two guys, the two pillars of Christianity, were restored by Christ by a simple question. They both became passionate about sharing the news about Jesus. They knew the power of their message came from Christ. And in Jesus' name, they fought against excluding other people. And in the end, they both died like Jesus under the Roman law, their martyr blood inspiring the faith of the early church. In the readings today, specifically from the second letter of St. Paul to the, actually the one from the vigil, because there is a vigil reading for the solemnity, from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, one line stood out for me that is often overlooked. This is the specific verse. Then after 3 years, according to Paul, I went to Jerusalem to confer with Cephas and remain with him for 15 days. This is an interesting detail about these two men that we are celebrating today. A lot of biblical scholars said that they met intermittently. They were not really good friends. You know, they argued a lot, but they also highly respected each other. They met in Jerusalem and remained with each other for 15 days. You know, I wonder what they talk about in those 2 weeks. You know, these two pillars of the church. Paul was probably asking Peter what it's like to be taught directly by Christ and spend time with him. They probably talk about their own weaknesses, their misgivings, and how they were both not faithful at the beginning, and what changed them to give their lives to the gospel. But one thing is certain, whatever they talk about was powerful enough to convince them to give their lives for the sake of Jesus, for the sake of the kingdom, though they have very different evangelizing strategies. You know, that's what they argue about all the time. How are we going to do this? They were certain about the message. They don't dispute that. But they were always arguing, how are we going to do this? It feels like a parish staff, you know? That's the story of Peter and Paul is a story of redemption, a hope of hope and God's faithfulness. Both were deeply flawed people. Both abandoned Jesus at the beginning. But God shows us through them that God never gives up on us. You know, I like to see them. You know, I always see them in this light. God always so patient with us, never gives up on us. And there's always hope for each one of us, no matter what our past is, so long we are receptive and willing to be transformed by His grace and love. And after being transformed, God calls us to participate actively in His mission, to feed His lambs and to tend His sheep. Saint Peter and Saint Paul, pray for us.